Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
All right, if there was some pausing, it's because everybody's on Snapchat and posting that, because, you know, that's what us ladies do nowadays.
I see.
And you guys, too, now.
Yeah, touche.
A lot of y'all posting selfies and eggplant photos.
Whoa.
Eggplant photos, I think that's so horrible. I think guys just got to stop.
You think so?
Yeah, leave the thot shit to the girls.
Guys are thots now on Instagram.
Oh my
guys
God.
Been thots. But on Instagram, you know how girls post pictures of their cleavage and all that? Now guys are posting like their
dick pics.
So y'all don't think that's sexy?
No, I don't think it's sexy at all.
If you're if you got a sexy body and it's not, you know, it's a nice print.
I don't want dick in the mail. I don't want dick in the mail, and I don't want dick in my DMs, and I don't want dick on my timeline.
Just,
I don't want
it if I ask for it. Just like, in your mouth.
I want it in my mouth, yeah.
Hallelujah.
All right, now we always start off lip service with some tips. All right, so today's tip is, how do you cheat and not get caught? What are some tips that you can do? And I know everybody in here at some point has cheated, so how do you cheat and not get caught? Rotimi, what's that with you?
Well, I'm not in a relationship, but I can say...
In the past,
damn.
What is a way that you can make sure you don't get caught cheating? How do you cover your tracks?
A burner phone.
Oh, that's a lot. Yeah. A whole new phone, a whole little secret situation.
Too much to keep up with.
I'm not going to lie. I've had a couple secret phones in my life.
My
So where do you put the phone when you just leave it somewhere?
In the panty drawer.
Or the trunk of the car.
Yeah,
the trunk of the car.
Yeah, leave the phone in the trunk when you with your bitch. Okay, burner phone.
Your thought line. Uh-huh. Thought line bling.
Stephanie, what's your tip on how to...
I think, you know, if you don't want to get caught, you got to erase everything. I always got caught cheating because I don't erase anything.
You like to save stuff like
yeah, I like to save things.
My boy actually uses Snap DM because he knows it disappears.
In 24 hours.
Yep.
No, if you write somebody...
Oh, the DM. So they
see it and then it
disappears. It goes down in the DMs.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Well, you know, they say the best place to hide something is right out in the open. Mm-hmm. Talk about it, Gigi. I'm not cheating, though. But I'm saying, but you have in the past.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so you're saying, what do you mean by that, out in the open?
I mean, when you try to go too hard and try to be too suspicious and try to, like, go too hard at covering something up, then that's when you get caught.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, when you don't got to lock your phone and you feel like you don't got nothing to hide, then, you know.
Mm-hmm. So he doesn't go through your phone if you've never had somebody go through it when you...
I've had my phone.
So that doesn't really work.
That's it. My phone going through.
I mean, you know, you live and you learn.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, that's a terrible tip.
That doesn't work, yeah.
Sarah, what about you? Tips on...
It's really bad.
How to cheat and not get caught.
I mean, I think the erasing is the best one.
Right,
or you got to make sure...
No face, no trace.
Yeah, you got to make sure also that... They're involved in something too, so they don't try to come back in.
So we're cheating on each other.
On you.
Really?
No, the other person.
They got something to lose.
Yeah, you're both each other's side piece, so you don't have nothing to lose.
Now, the only thing I will say about erasing stuff is sometimes it's really obvious that someone's cheating when you go and look at their phone and there's two messages. And oh, like, yeah, dang, what happened to all everything that was on your phone? Yeah. You ain't got shit on here?
Yeah, stupid.
How many people you cheating with that you only got two people left?
No, I'm saying that if delete everything and there's barely anything in your phone, you're like, okay, I know your phone was going off. Or if you delete phone calls and you're like, okay, this holds 20 calls and I only see 7 listed.
Yeah, that's stupid.
That means sometimes
cheating with too many people. You got to calm down. That's too much.
All right. So this is when we give some people advice based on our own experiences. All right. Today's tip is when you get into an argument with your significant other, what is the best way to make up? Do you pop up at their house? Do you ignore them? Do you send roses? What's the best way to make up after a bad argument?
You can go first, baby.
What?
Come on, Jerika. Jerika, okay, and Kevin Bates.
You can't say for us. You got to talk for like what other people should do.
I'm giving advice.
Well, I mean, the best way to make up. Shit. What have I done? I'm trying to see.
When you know you done did something wrong, besides just saying sorry, what can you do?
I can say whatever I want. Mm-hmm. I go kiss on that pussy.
Oh, now, he actually does do that because he's the one that's always starting arguments.
I go kiss
anyways.
On that pussy. Yeah.
So it'd be his fault all the time.
Put the big old lips on that pussy.
Oh, no. And so he does.
That bitch so
does
pretty.
Does that work, Drake, or is it like, okay, you do this all the time now?
No, it actually does work because you feel good. It's like you forget about whatever the hell you were arguing about anyways.
Right.
Because it was probably like pointless.
Yeah, once you come, it's like, okay.
Then what? You're all nice and sweet and just look.
When you do him wrong?
Just a little. I'm gonna be honest.
Oh no, I'm a hard ass. I don't ever.
You don't admit it, right?
I'm gonna be honest. She don't never do nothing.
And I really,
she don't never do nothing fucked up to me. She don't, like, I can't think about what something she done did to make me mad.
She don't have an attitude for no reason around her period or nothing.
Now that I do. We were just in Germany.
And I can say this. Because she's the, like, we both own Breadwinners Association together. Mm-hmm. But I don't wear the hat of the boss. I wear the hat of the artist. And this is the person who takes care of all of my business, who handles all of the business for me. All my show money goes straight to Dreagle. I don't see nothing. You know, I'm just being honest. Like, right. This is the person that's in charge of everything. Like, if you want your business or whatever to be successful, you need to have your woman running your company.
Right.
Because they're going to pay attention to something called the particulars. Men really don't pay attention to the particulars. Some do, some don't. I'm not trying to discredit any
men. But women are known for that.
So to answer your question, like, whenever she played a boss man role with me, so sometimes when she make me mad or piss me off, it'll be because I can't get my way.
It's your fault still.
I can't get my way.
So no matter what, you gonna eat a pussy.
Pussy, booty, tongue in between each other. Hey. Suck a nipple. You know, everything, anything to make. But I'm into massages now. Like, we've been into that tantric sex. So what I do is I massage her. I just been reading about it.
Okay.
And a woman, most of the times, have multiple orgasms because of their comfort level. So I just put her, lay her down, and I just look at her like a piece of art. You know, I just rub everything. I just make her just feel good.
What a good employee you
then
are.
For real. Like, he really is.
Then I apply pressure. Now, sometimes outside entities affect the way she may conduct herself as far as psychologically, though. Like, the outside entities, like somebody might piss off a promoter, just dealing with business. Mm-hmm. And she get frustrated with some of her other employees and this different shit like that.
Right.
So sometimes
but
I got
to be mad at you.
I got to go in there and chill her up.
I mean, you don't be mad at her ever.
Mm-mm, I got to chill her up.
Oh. All right. Now, if you guys get in an argument, what is most likely the reason? What do y'all argue about when you argue? Kevin, why don't you answer this first and then let Drika say. And let's see if y'all agree.
Me not believing in myself.
For real. Mm-hmm.
She'll argue me down, like, about that. Like, I guess I battle with low self-esteem issues.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't have a lot coming up. Mm-hmm. Women didn't really find me attractive coming up. And she was the first person to be like, Kevin, you really beautiful. You beautiful. You a beautiful person. I met people that was handsome, but you are gorgeous. Wow. You know, like, she, you know, that was she told me. It was she told me, and we have, you know, we'll have arguments because I be doing things that's I guess, outside the character of somebody that knew their worth. Mm-hmm. And she'd be like, do you not know your worth? Why are you even around somebody like that? Mm. You know, and I'd be like, man, I'm keeping it straight. And she saw something greater in me than I saw in myself. So we, yeah, most of our arguments is about me, right, not believing in myself. She got a pounded in my head.
Now, Gigi, I know that you probably on the verge of getting married.
Wow. I don't know where else we going because we ain't breaking up again.
how long have you been together? Yeah.
It'll be 6 years next
month. Did y'all have a lot of makeups and breakups like before you got married?
Oh, yeah. We've been together for fucking 13 years, so you could imagine.
How long
being young...
Huh? How long have you guys been married?
Since October.
A few
17.
Months.
Yes, very recent.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, real recent, like a few months.
It's like we was already married because I've been with her like 13 years.
Yeah. Living together, got two kids, all that.
Oh, yeah. Do you feel like anything has changed since you got married? Or did y'all make up any new rules? Like, okay, now that we're married, this has to change.
Shit got built.
No new rules.
Shit got
but it
built.
Is like it's like a new relationship. Mm. Crazy to say, but.
Yeah, like I thought it was going to be like, man, I've been with you all this long.
It's
gonna be boring, but it's like
better.
Since we got married, it's like everything 100%
better.
And most men have a fear of getting married for fear, man, bro, it's the same old thing every day, but it's really been like the best thing.
Yeah,
it changed me. I wasn't like this before I got married. I was another type of individual. You know, I was way different.
Yes, the chef is here. You know what's funny? So we were just talking about this before you walked in. And since you are the chef, this is a great question for you to get started with. Raekwon, how important is it to you that a woman can cook?
99.9% good.
Sorry, Leah.
Oh, well, I guess.
Yeah.
It's not going to work out.
You know, but it's real because it's like you got to know how to cook. You can't, you know, when you older... Can't play those games, you know what I mean? You know the key to a man's heart is his, you know, his stomach.
His stomach, right.
You know, you got to feed a nigga. You know, you want good dick. You want all of that. It's all about the food.
If you want him, can take some
can't
lessons.
Always order out.
If you want him to feed you with his dick, you got to feed him some food, okay?
I think that I didn't learn how to cook until I was older, until I was like 21, 22. I don't agree with the way to a man's heart is through... eating.
Well, Raekwon just told you he's a man.
Yeah, but that's wrong. He said
99.9.
He said 99.9%, which means there's that 1%.
0.1.
Yeah, that 0.1%. I think that a way to a man's heart is through good pussy.
Okay. Mm. Okay. That's a good point.
I think if you meet a girl with good pussy, you could teach her how to cook.
True. That makes sense.
You know,
right,
it's amazing.
That's all about negotiating. You know what I mean?
But no matter what, Leah, you were saying you burn grilled cheese sandwiches.
I know. It's bad. But I have other great qualities. They're just not. It's
you
just
have good
not
hair.
It's not the cooking part. My sister got the good cooking skills, and I don't have them. It's like, it's very hard for me to like, go to the grocery store and pick a bunch of stuff out to make a meal. And like, it doesn't make me feel good. I feel like I'm lacking. Like, I'm a mother, you know, I'm a woman. I should know how to like cook a meal and like, you know, nurture someone and do it. But it's just like, I'm at work all day, you know, and I come home. It's like, I don't have the time to go to the grocery store and shop and then cook and everything. So it's a little different.
Well, Raekwon, if a woman has good pussy, is it okay that she doesn't know how to cook?
I mean, you know, you gotta be good at something though. You know what I mean? And,
right.
and like I said, after a while, you know, you could give a nigga good pussy, but sometimes, you know, a nigga might not want no pussy. A nigga might just wanna
be hungry.
You know, can I get a steak with onions in, you know what I mean? It's like, damn, boy, you can't make something simple, you know? Not like you can't, you just gotta be willing to wanna learn it, you know?
100%.
You know, I think at the end of the day, it's nothing wrong if you don't, but you still gotta just be willing to try. But that is something that's important.
That's the key to relationships, period, is to be willing to try something that maybe you don't normally
compromise with your bird.
I was dating a guy from Atlanta, and I did start making grits.
I love them.
Instant grits?
And you know
like,
what? No.
For
real? And they were good. So maybe if I just really like the guy and I'm, you know,
I'm into
him, then I can do it.
Learn how to cook.
Mm-hmm. No?
Yeah, you can learn how to cook whenever.
That's true, because if you really like somebody, you will put some effort into things. I'm sure there's things that you thought you would never do
that you did because you really like somebody. He's like, what the fuck am I doing?
I mean, you know, I cook for bitches if I have to. You know what I mean? I'm not nigga that'll freak it and serve you. You know, it might just be that moment, though. It might just be that moment.
If Raekwon the chef doesn't cook for me, okay, there's something wrong.
What's your specialty? What do you like?
You know, I like fish, you know, which is my favorite dish.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah. Nah, but you know, bacon and all that, that's simple, man.
You make bacon? I know you mean no pork.
Bacon.
Oh my gosh. Bacon. Salad bacon.
Oh shit. Y'all crazy.
So will you cook like breakfast in the morning after like that kind of like
I do it all. I do it all, baby. You got, you know, when you fucking with a man, that's what you get.
What if the pussy's whack? Are you still gonna make breakfast?
Hell no.
Nothing.
You know, I mean, I'ma just be disappointed, but you know, you might, you know.
Is she going to be hungry? Now, let's talk about this. Now, people always send me in questions, right, for Ask E. Now, here's a question, and I want to get your take on this, okay? He said, I'm a 24-year-old good-looking dude. I've been diagnosed with a very light case of erectile dysfunction like 6 months ago. Aww. It's not full-blown impotency, but the doctor said that he has a reduced blood flow to the penis because of lack of sex. So he said, should you tell a girl, like, if you're about to have sex with her, that you have erectile dysfunction? Because he had an experience with a girl one time where she felt like it was her fault that he couldn't get hard. So is it important to tell somebody that before you have sex with them?
No, I don't think it's important for you to tell them. I mean, it's all about what arises, what you might be aroused by, you know? Mm-hmm. You know?
But it's a dysfunction. Like, have you ever tried to have sex with a girl and you couldn't get hard? Because it happens to everyone.
It happens. I mean, it could be just that day. You just be like, today ain't a great day.
But his dysfunction. Yeah. But
that's what it comes down to. I think, and it's like important for the woman to be, you know, not make a big deal about it.
But then you do feel bad.
No, some and shit his in their head. Problem is because he's not spreading it around a lot. He's not having enough sex. That's why.
So maybe
it's not that.
Or it could be like, right? you're not.
That's blood flow to his penis.
You're not lack of sex.
Making me get like this, neither too.
But yeah, it's a dysfunction, though.
Yeah, you're saying it's a dysfunction, but right. I mean.
Should a girl feel like it's her fault if a guy can't get all the way hard?
Have you? Ladies, like, have you ever been with a guy and he can't get it up? The sex is bad.
I'm sure it's happened to everybody at some point. Like sometimes if a guy is too drunk, too high or something.
Yeah. And I think that all three of us are beautiful girls.
I don't think that shit personally.
We all have nice bodies.
I think it's,
you know what I mean? I just think, you know, sometimes guys aren't ready to go. Like they really, a man needs to, you know, get it up. We could just bust it open and be ready. You know what I mean?
We're good to go.
So, you know, as a woman, I mean, when you're younger, you're like, oh my God, I'm so whack. I can't get it together.
I think it's like sometimes the guy is nervous. Exactly. It's their first time. They might like you a lot or be intimidated.
You think they bust quick when that happens.
I think that's
that don't mean they can't dick you down good because he busts off real quick. He might just want to just get it off real quick.
You got
too
offended, Ray.
No, but I think...
Like, yo, hold on. We like to come fast. Coming fast.
You like to come fast?
Sometimes, wow.
No, but I think that
should
a woman,
we be flattered if a guy comes fast?
No.
Sometimes, though, I mean,
because they get so good that they can't
me
even help
like,
themselves.
I'm cool. Back up. I'm pushing you and everything. I'm pushing you over me. Wow, like, stay over there. Like,
no, but back to the subject. I think that woman should be a little more understanding. If it happens all the time, if you can't ever get him to get his dick up, you guys are not meant for each other. But if that happens, like, it's okay. Like, it's a human body. Like, sometimes, you know, it just doesn't work.
But so, it'd be live if he did tell her and be genuine and be honest about it, and she should be like, you know what? Boom, I'm gonna try this. I'm gonna get dressed up. I'm gonna, you know, that's communicating.
Absolutely.
But you can't just come in on the first get down. You know what I mean?
You gotta be like,
before we do this, let me give you
enough time for the girl.
If it keep happening, and she gonna look at you, and that's when you gotta keep it real. Like, yo.
So
it might not be.
As women, should we be flattered if you come fast, or should we be irritated?
Of course you should be flattered.
Definitely.
But we got Slim Thug here. What's up, Slim Thug?
What's up with it? It's an honor. I'm so happy to be here. Hey. I'm really excited about this interview.
And he's been fasting. We should have caught him at the end of his fast. But...
Right. I'm cool. I'm turned up sober. I don't need it.
All right. So I told you we're going to start with the tip of the day. We have a lot of surprises for you. Now, Sage is here because she's a virgin.
Wow.
This is the first virgin that's ever been.
How old are you?
How old do you think I am?
That's a trick question.
21.
I'm 23.
Hey, what you waiting on?
Good question.
Yeah.
A good guy?
Are you waiting for marriage?
No. That's everyone's first question.
Yeah, that's my first question.
Because I don't even know if I want to get married.
I say do it.
No, oh, come on. What could she waited until she's 23? She might as well make sure it's the right guy.
I just don't think it count. I just don't think it'll be a difference. You know, as if I look at you to be my wife or whatever, I wouldn't say, oh, you was a virgin. Mm-hmm. I'd rather you have sex than be a virgin.
So you're not impressed by her virginity?
It ain't that I ain't impressed. Damn. I want you to get over that. I want you to, you know, have some experience or whatever. You know.
But she does other stuff, right, Sage?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've done everything except for have sex. And that also means I've never had any type of sex.
Wow.
But I've given a head.
That's oral sex.
Yeah, but as far as having a penis in my vagina or in my ass, it's never happened.
So as in your ass, you would still be a virgin, though?
Right. I don't know. I feel like that depends.
Yes, you would, because your vagina, your hymen would still be intact.
Yeah.
I think just her vagina is a virgin. She's not a virgin.
Her mouth is definitely not a virgin.
It's just, you know, she's been saving this treasure.
So, okay, you give a guy head. He doesn't ever want to fuck after that?
Yeah.
Is that like a tease? Okay, first of all, Slim Thug don't even like head anyway, so I don't even. Head, wait, you don't
cool.
Like
I
that?
Like head. It's cool. I ain't got to have it, though, you know. I ain't no big fan, you know.
See,
cool.
That's kind of not liking it.
What's the reason, though?
I go south on girls giving me head a lot of times. There's only a few that can pull it out of me on a cool, like, and, you know, out of experience. I go south. I got high blood pressure, though, so it's certain shit. You know, I go flat on a bitch. Like, you know, shit, like, what the fuck? But on a cool, like, I just, you know, it's only a few can really make me bust giving me head on the cool.
So were you just saying that sometimes girls give you head and makes you go flat?
Like, I just limp? Go flat line. I go soft on them.
Really?
That would be, Stephanie would be mad as fuck.
I would. Yeah. I would die. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It'd be like that, though. It ain't your fault, boo. It's the high blood pressure.
When you're having sex with a girl and y'all using a condom, when do you decide that you don't have to use a condom anymore?
Okay, look. Yeah, look at the friends. Go over to the house. You know what I mean? Look in the cabinet.
Make sure there's no medication.
I mean, it's just obvious stuff.
Open a few drawers.
Listen to this. Is a cough long? If it's a long cough.
Oh, no.
Keep the condom on. If my nose constantly runs, keep the condom on.
No, I see that
weird,
too.
Any weird shit. You know what I mean?
I don't trust people that are sick all the time. I've said that on this show before. Mm-hmm.
People something's going to show. Mm-hmm. Something's going to show, like... What did you just do? You
know, it could be allergies or something.
You know, allergies. Why are you sticking a needle in your arm for allergies?
No, that's
too many pills for a cold, girl.
This is a different guy.
But for Lady Stephanie, Gigi, is it weird to you if you're the first time you have sex with a guy, he doesn't even try to use a condom?
Oh, I'm done. Mm-mm.
Oh, nah.
That turns me. That is the biggest turn off. That is the biggest turn off. Don't try to come to me.
You said, wait, who?
Not if Nelly tried that one. Go on, Nelly. Goddamn. Drop down to your jingle on. Come on. You would do it?
No, I need to use
condom. Nelly, get out. And you know what? Next time, bring a condom.
Well, I'm sure at some point you've had sex with a guy the first time with no condom.
I have, but, you know, at this age, at this time in my life, if a guy tries to have sex with me the first time raw, I'm looking at him like... You're doing this with everybody.
I agree.
You don't know what I'm doing. Even if we speak every day, it doesn't matter. You don't know what I'm doing. And guys, you'd be surprised. Most of them try to go raw. Most of them.
Just nasty.
Exactly.
They try to act like the spur of the moment.
I don't agree because you have to respect the fact that this guy doesn't carry around rubbers.
Right. So guys should carry around rubbers.
Yeah, if you see me with a bag of rubbers in the back, you're like, this nigga came to fuck. Can I cuss?
Yeah.
But at least I know you're clean. And you're taking care of yourself and you have respect for your dick.
It is weird though.
Okay, when that's when times comes in. Mm-hmm. Stop hitting on the first night.
Well, maybe y'all been talking for a while. You met on Match.com or something.
That's not time.
You've been FaceTiming.
Come,
you
come in get me. They can't let me see your house. Where's your daughter? How did your mom look?
Well, so for you, Young Joe, the first time, you always have condoms with you?
Nope.
All right, so you don't. All right, you're not a condom type of guy.
I'm ashamed to buy them. Hey, look, tear this off and put one in the pocket. I don't need her to know I'm trying to nip. You know? Oh, it's a condom.
Is it weird if a guy just has a condom on him?
Yes.
Does that mean he came to smash?
I mean, I don't think that. I think guys should have condoms on them.
What if girls have condoms? What if you're about to have sex with a girl and she pulls out a condom?
She's going to keep that.
That's Gigi. Gigi says she'll do it.
You got to go.
You got to talk, Gigi.
I'm going to pull out a condom. I'm going to have a condom, just in case you don't. I do.
That's going to piss me off.
Safety first.
It's so pretty. I'm be like, what were you thinking about?
Safety first. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
There's not too many guys that say that they don't like head, though.
I mean, that's true. Okay, it tickles. And I need a girl in here. You know what? That's too good. You know what I'm saying? Make the thing feel invisible.
Maybe you need to let loose, though.
Good.
Maybe
me.
You
need to let loose. Is that a new style? Is that a new style? New style, I don't even do that. That shit too good. You make my thing feel like it disappeared. Shit, get up. You can get used to me.
Well, do you like having your balls sucked or licked?
You can't even go there. Go down there, I'm going to shoot you in the middle of the forehead with the knife.
With the knife.
That shit tickled that bad. And if you let that motherfucker to the left too far, I'm killing your mom. The ball gets sensitive, baby. What are you doing down there?
All right, so you eat pussy the first night. Do you eat booty?
Love it. Eat booty like grocery. I heard Kevin Gates made that when he said it. I'm like, stupid. You gave up the damn whole secret. This shit break up people, divorces. You gave it away? Real need to eat booty, yeah, with the camera off, man.
Okay, so yes, you do it, but you just don't advertise it.
Yeah. But R. Kelly was the first guy to eat booty like
booty. Oh, he did that for hours.
And he looked at the camera while he did it. This is how he eat booty like grocery.
No, R. Kelly ate that booty way too long, though. I don't know.
Yeah,
that
see, but he's a Capricorn. He's a Capricorn now. Yeah.
But ladies, like, don't put him with us.
Give him his frequency.
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 But ladies, do you guys like that?
Yes,
like,
they
you like
do.
To get your ass eaten?
I'm not really that.
I'm not a big
fan. That nigga don't know how to do it.
I like it. Like, it's nice, you know, start up there and the end up back
it's
there.
It's cool. Like,
you know, it's nice for, you know, like, it's a nice add-on.
It's good, but like, to tell your friends, like, yeah, he ate my ass and everything.
I'm going to make you repeat this in the bed. Say it, baby. Tell me what I'm doing.
But I'm a...
Makes you freaked out. You're my grand nigga. Had me saying it and everything.
I don't think it's that great, though, because first of all, I don't
he
like...
can't do it.
No, I don't like the way my ass feels being wet. Period.
Right.
Like, that sounded so gay.
And you don't like a wet ass.
So your pussy don't get wet and travel down the cascade down to your ass.
Trickle down.
Trickle hill cascade. I'm real wet.
Well, I don't like things real sloppy like that anyway.
You're not a Capricorn. Mm.
Not like super. I don't know. I don't like to be like laying in wet spots and all that.
Oh, no. Me either.
Right. No. You got to lay in a wet spot. Yes, Gigi?
I will lay in the wet spot.
We do a myth thing, right? And we got to say whether or not this myth is true based on our own experiences.
Myth-buster.
So today's myth is that skinny guys have big dicks.
I knew y'all was going to say that.
How did you know he was going to say that?
I'm here.
Now, there was a picture of somebody put in the group chat.
What?
No, not you.
It wasn't him. It wasn't him.
I thought you were talking about the picture.
Oh, no. You're talking about a different picture.
Yeah.
But we had a group chat going, and somebody posted a picture of Wiz. And it was like a dick print or whatever. And then that's how it all came up. They said skinny guys all have really big dicks. And then they were talking about your girth and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, ladies, based on your own experiences, Gigi, is it true that skinny guys have big dicks?
Yes. That's it? Just yes? Most of them? Not even skinny. Little. Short guys.
Oh, yeah, the short guys?
No.
What if you're tall and skinny?
Yes, skinny. You know what it is? It's like your senses. It's like when one of your senses is off, something else is like really on.
Wait,
right?
What sense is off? Because you're skinny.
Cause, no, listen, like, you know, if you're blind, you can hear like exceptionally well. So if you're skinny everywhere else, then you make up for it with your big fat dick. Right?
Okay, that's the rules of balance.
Balance. There we go.
I love it.
Balance it out.
Leah, what would you say? Do all skinny guys have big dicks?
I mean, not all. You can't
but in general.
Stereotype like all these guys have big dicks and all these guys have small dicks. So,
in your own experience, though.
I feel like I've dated skinny guys that have big dicks. I've also dated.
Yes.
I won't date anyone unless they have a big dick. You can't say that
because you don't know if they have a big dick until
So I haven't fucked every skinny guy in the world. Right. So I don't know. But in my experience, yeah, they do.
Did you just say you wouldn't date a guy if he didn't have a big dick?
Kind of.
No. Yes. Oh.
It has to be decent sized. I mean, yeah.
Average or better, right?
Big dick problems?
There we go. He's got big dick problems. Yep. All right, what we think? You said what?
On the low.
Yeah, right. You always put up the thirst chat pics, the Eggplant Friday pics.
No.
Really?
No. Wiz, you don't be posting pics to show your dick print. Yes, you do.
Gray sweatpants?
Then how do we all have the pictures? How did it end up in the group chat?
See.
Wait, I need to be in the
group. Why do guys
see this photo?
Because I'm skinny as hell, so I was like working out one day and I posted a picture of me in the gym and it was like, look at Wiz's dick.
You saw your dick in the picture.
I see my dick every day.
I know, but you knew it was in the picture and that everybody's going to see it and focus on that. Don't try to act like...
Why do guys do that? Is that like the...
No, I did not do that.
Yes, you did.
Is that guys being tired?
Girls are nasty. That's just proof that y'all can't look at nothing other than dick.
You put your dick in the picture.
My eyes do tend to go down to like the crotch.
He might be right, though. He might be right.
And you filtered it so we could see it more.
No, y'all are nasty.
And we are.
My penis is not the topic. Oh.
I am not my penis.
Right. He said that like he was really mad, like he was being objectified.
For real. I felt horrible. I went on Instagram and girls was like, y'all see this thing, girl?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Did you take it down?
Huh?
Did you take the picture down?
It was on Snapchat. So I was like, you know, girls be screenshotting shit.
Can you take it down?
He did it.
After that screenshot came out, it was
so now you know how it feels to be a woman.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, Dottie,
you Snapchatted your dick out to everybody.
Yeah, that's cool though.
Now let me ask you this: can you stop yourself from coming? Like, if you're right there, can you just talk yourself out of it?
Yeah.
What do you think of
spiders?
Ooh. Spider.
Oh, spider. Disgusting. I would be so mad if he was thinking about spiders. So okay. Thinking about
spiders. Hey, that'll keep you in the game longer.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah.
That's for your benefit.
So if I'm holding my
next time, tell him think about baseball. Tell him think about spiders.
Spiders. Creepy like crawlers.
Just look at him and be like, spiders, nigga.
And be like, there's a spider on you.
They'd be like, oh. That'll buy you like another 20 minutes.
But it's not, what's too long to have sex? Because sometimes guys be like...
An hour is too long.
An hour is not too long. It's nice.
Man, if you
like, thank you for that
minutes,
hour, Daddy. Thank you.
Keep going.
No, but 15 minutes is good. I think 15 minutes is a good round.
Yeah.
15 minutes.
Yeah, that's a good round. That's a good round.
Mighty short. 15 minutes is like a quickie.
No, that's a good round. 15 minutes is a good round.
15 minutes.
15 minutes is longer when you're in it, but it's actually
it's
really
like
15-20. Like,
it does seem longer.
It's not a fight, first of all. We're not fighting.
It's
not the same thing. We're not running around trying to not get knocked out.
Like, you could have a quickie. You could have a quickie.
3 minutes.
5 minutes.
What you say is one round.
A great quickie.
3 minutes, man. Get back to it.
Yeah, 3 minutes, I don't know. Like, you're pushing it now.
No, that's if you got things to do.
No, but
we always have things
minutes,
to do.
5 minutes is
so
a good
3 minutes is like a confirmed quickie. Like,
word.
Like, we gonna have this quick, like, let's go and get it over with.
But if you're in the ring, that's a long time sometimes.
Right.
Trying to hold on for 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. That's a round.
So y'all are going to give your answers of what you think 50 would do in this situation, and he's going to tell you what he would do.
Okay?
And this is the first time you're having sex with 50. Okay, so the first time he's having sex,
The woman says she's allergic to condoms. Stephanie, what do you think 50 would do?
I think he would send somebody to go get condoms.
That she, but she's allergic.
Not to every kind?
No, there's another kind. Exactly.
He would just get the other kind.
Yeah, what are you not allergic to? He'll find out and send somebody to go get them.
All right, sure. Claudia, what do you think he would do?
Make the bitch give him head.
And no sex, just head.
Head.
Okay. He wants to touch her back. Hold on, Gigi, what do you think he would do?
I agree with Claudia.
Just head?
I'm going to just be good on the head.
And I think he might put in the booty.
But no condom?
No.
Before you got to the...
No. I don't know. Shit. No. Famous.
I think he wanted it.
All right, so 50, what would you do if a girl...
Well, in that type of situation, I would send somebody right now.
Right? I know.
You know, right.
I know.
I know. I'm right.
Okay. You wouldn't think that was a little weird, though? Like, does this bitch...
She said, you're looking. So what'd you do? Like, so
I don't really use them, because
right. I mean, she knows goes work.
That's disgusting.
So let me ask you a question. why is this happening like this? This can't be like we're just finding out this night, tonight.
It's your first time. Yeah, first time.
That's the first 50.
So you like, so you don't, you ain't never had a one night stand, man.
Well, she might.
Maybe she has.
A lot of guys don't be one night
stand. Nowadays, they really try to go raw dog on you.
Mm-hmm. I don't think 50 would go raw.
That's because you're dealing with somebody that's under you.
I have.
When the guy is under.
I've definitely bought rims from niggas like twice. So.
Did you see that?
Yeah, she does. Listen, Claudia is a trick. She tricks out all these. She dates the worst guys ever.
In the past,
I don't like what you're doing.
I've dated some thoughts. Instagram thoughts. I've definitely done that.
Well, he's like, man, this is a catch.
Oh, like I said, I put rims on.
All right, so.
She said she
took care of me. So you would send somebody to the store?
Yeah.
Okay. You would send somebody.
Well, I don't have nothing against that.
I'm not against it. All right.
No, that's not, I mean, like, if that was happening, this is things that would happen. Like, look, check this out. I feel like within oral sex, as far as women are concerned, you can see the threshold of girl versus woman.
Mm-hmm.
To a girl, that points oral sex is icky. Then when she becomes a woman, it becomes give a hit.
Okay.
Because that girl is not a woman until she finds pleasure in pleasing a man.
And vice versa. No, and
everybody here sucks dick. Nobody doesn't.
Right. If we don't, then we need to consider what the fuck is going on here, because we're in an age bracket where somebody should have made you feel good enough.
I don't think you become a woman when you enjoy sucking dick, because I enjoyed sucking dick when I was a teenager.
No, but this is what I'm saying. When that's happening, how can we consider a girl... a woman if she doesn't find pleasure in pleasing a man?
No, I agree with you, though.
But what about a man?
Vice versa.
Yeah, vice versa. That's how I was
going to say. The same thing. Like, as a young guy, you go, I don't do that. You see guys say different shit, and they work through that. Because mm-hmm. they find someone that makes them feel like comfortable. They're connected to the point that they want
to... They want to lead them to the highest level.
Yeah.
As they should. Mm-hmm.
When they learn it, they like it.
It's a control factor. Actually, check this out. If the guy is really good on that level, this would mean he was watching women.
Then he gets rims from me. Mm-hmm.
Well, a woman would perform.
You lie.
Rim.
Nah, but if we watch...
I thought you meant a rim job.
No, I thought so too.
I experienced it. But it's, what I did was look.
You really like it, don't you?
No, it was an older woman. It happened one time.
Right.
I just said, I couldn't figure out what.
Only one time?
Come on.
With her, yeah. Oh. See, check this out. I don't request this. I don't require this.
You got to try it and see.
But if someone
like
is trying to really bring you somewhere you haven't been, they start doing different things.
I'm not mad at you.
Right? And then if there's a. Let's say this, like. In that particular case, I look and said, well, what would make you say that?
For what reason? Like the girl?
No, I'm just saying like what she was saying.
No, in the case, okay. Yeah. But
Vivica Fox was saying she thought, like, well, that was the pot calling the kettle black. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, no, she thinks I'm gay because I love licking my ass. You know what I'm saying?
That's the only reason she could possibly think that.
Like, for whatever reasons. And then, you know, Candy was just to ask her, like, well, something like.
I saw the interview and I just think she was freestyling. She just.
She was.
Diarrhea mouth. Mm-hmm. It just came out.
Literally.
Yeah. I think she regretted it too after she said it.
But you said it.
Everybody was like.
Because everybody killed her afterwards.
Right.
Yeah, they looked at her like,
we had a whole debate on would you rather lick ass or suck toes in here?
Yeah,
They all want to look ass.
I'm going to look ass.
Well,
I'm
the ass is too. A lot closer to the area that I'm already in. So.
Exactly.
Right, it's right there.
There's no reason to look ass. If a man say he didn't look ass, but he's performed oral sex, man, you didn't know you did.
Yeah, you did. You just didn't know that's what you did. You just went down and didn't even know.
You didn't know.
You're in bed with her. It's the first time because it's first 50. Okay, we're going to start with you this time, Gigi. She says she loves you and she says, "Do you love me too, Poppy?" And you're in the middle of having sex. What do you think 50 would say back to her?
He'd probably bust out laughing.
You don't? Okay. All right. You think he would laugh and not say, "Yes, I love you too"?
No.
Okay. Claudia, what do you think 50 would say? In the middle of sex, "I love you, Poppy.
I think
Do you love me too?
I think he'd act like he didn't hear her. That's what I would do.
What? That's what I would do. What do you think, Stephanie?
Yeah, I think... Wait. He said it after the sex.
No, they're having sex.
She said, I love you, Poppy.
Do you love me, too?
He's gonna... No, he's gonna... Maybe he'll make like a sound or something.
What would you do?
What's the answer?
Any questions during the sexual exchange, even if a man is asking a woman, he got the nice base, his pussy is mine. No, any response is sufficient.
He disagrees.
McDonald's.
That's what I do.
If I had sex with a guy that I wasn't in a relationship with, and he said, "Is this pussy mine?" And I would be like,
And that would be
it.
Enough.
That's it. Yeah, that's the answer. What if you said this is the best dick you ever had?
I'll be answering the same response.
No, I still feel like this.
This is the best pussy you ever had?
I don't really answer questions during sex because like, you got me in a compromised position. Everything is there, baby.
So you just can't take anything seriously that anybody says if you ask a question during sex.
No, well, man, when they ask that question.
No, it just goes over.
Definitely not the first time.
The first time.
Yeah, the first time she said, "I'm not going to answer that question."
Do you believe in like love at first sight?
No, I do believe in you being able to have a connection with someone.
First 50 question. First time with 50. You're having sex with a woman. She's white. And she says, "Let's role play a little bit." Okay. "How you like fucking the slave master's wife?" What do you think that they would do?
Wow, this is exciting. This shit is going to be...
You can't do it!
"How you like fucking the slave master's wife?"
We're role playing. 50 acts, you know, so he can either go along with it or he could not. Okay, Stephanie, what do you think?
He's going to go along with it. He's going to fuck the shit out of her. Like, yeah.
This is racially motivated.
All right, what do you think is going to happen, Claudia?
I think, and he probably did this with Chelsea, I think he'd be like going Django on that pussy.
I think it's going to be a very intense situation after this.
So that's not a turnoff.
But that's what you would be setting up saying. Right? And saying that you would be setting up to be more aggressive.
You know, she wants you to hit it harder.
Right.
Yeah, she wants you to fuck
She's
up.
Being racist.
She wants you to take the anger out of the NAACP dick.
It's like the makeup situation.
But when
you're still upset with the person, but
y'all have that makeup sex,
and that's happening because you're conditioned for it at that point. You're already it's a person you're comfortable with.
I'm not mad at that. Just don't wipe her.
The less pussy you give up, the more interested the guy is in getting to know you for real.
He can't co-sign that because you fucking up the game for a lot of people.
I don't fully agree with that.
He like, yeah, ladies, don't give it up.
What if you fly her out? What if you fly her out and she's with the whole, you know, get in with the get in situation, but then she asks you for compensation?
She asked me for what?
Compensation.
She's like, "Sir, I need some rent money."
He said, "Oh,
I took off work this weekend. Can you help me out?
I had a booking.
I got a booking.
Gotta pay the sitter.
Like, you fucking with my self-esteem when you ask me for money like that. Like, and again, we get money, we fuck off a lot of money, so we ain't tripping about spending money on girls and women.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you can't act like that, like, straight up, like, I came here and I need this. You insulted the whole situation. No longer.
I mean, but this was she was. You know this was the girl like, that was. This was the girl that knew she was going to fuck when she got there, but she just wanted to chat.
Yeah, but wrong chick.
That chick ain't coming like this.
You play me like you act like you're for a different reason. Let the chick come.
Right. All right, that's now, the smart one.
You know, yeah, with it. Let's talk about the art of hustle, okay? Now, you're going to tell us the difference between if a female is grimy or if she's a hustler in these situations, okay?
Yeah.
All right, is she grimy or a hustler if you give her some money to throw in a strip club and she puts it in her purse?
She grimy.
Grimy as fuck.
I agree.
She grimy. Ding.
She a little brokey.
Yeah. Low.
Little brokey.
Would you not mess with her no more if you seen her do that?
I'd be pretending home like, dang, see this shit. See the bitch come up to warm. Oh, shit.
Because I know plenty of girls who say, look, when I go to this strip club with dudes and they give me some money to throw, I'm keeping it. Why should I give that money away when I
don't
could just
keep it all, ho? Damn.
Sure, exactly.
It's like how much could you really keep though? They still want
$200. Right. All right, now is she a hustler or is she grimy? You break up with her, she tells you that she's pregnant to get you back.
Oh, she tells you that she's pregnant and gets you back.
Mm-hmm.
It's grimy.
Grimy as fuck.
But she got you back.
It's grimy. But I don't know if they get you back though.
If you was messing with a chick and she pop up and she's like, listen, y'all was going through it, I can't take it, she beefing with me too much, and then she's like, look, I'm pregnant,
Like, shit, okay, what are we gonna do, you know? Let me know. I don't believe in abortions,
okay,
especially, you know what I mean?
How many kids you have?
3.
Alright,
so I'm like, you know, just let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor's appointments, whatever you need me at.
Well, that's nice.
Go through it.
You're going to be there.
He'll be there, but that don't mean they're going to get back together.
Are you going to call
her? We'll be there, but we ain't got to be together.
Are you going to call her over and shoot up her club?
Are you still going to have sex with her? Like, since she's pregnant already, you're going to shoot up the club now?
Are you going to bust inside her? Like, you're going to call her? All right, babe, come
through. Nah, because I feel like if somebody tell you that after the fact, it's already suspect anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we got to do the tests and all that.
Paternity tests, of course.
You know what I'm saying? So we ain't going to make no allegations. Okay. Mm-hmm. Keep it normal to the day.
So
let's do the proper paperwork.
Right.
And then we continue from that point.
That's very mature.
So you're not going to be like, oh, well, fuck it, since she's already pregnant, I might as well enjoy this raw pussy.
It might not be you.
They say pregnant pussy is the best pussy, too.
It's cool, I think.
Is it different?
Oh.
They're not all warm.
Right, I was about to say, it's not all warm.
Make warmer.
That baby heated up a little bit warmer.
I felt like
that baby caused a little body heat.
It was really moist. Like, it was really, wet. Like, I would leak.
All right, now we have a little game we're about to play, and you can't miss a beat on this, okay?
Right.
So I'm going to say a word, and it's about to see who has the dirtiest mind in here. When I say these words, you got to say the first word that comes to your mind. Now, for the ladies, this is a shots game.
So yay, let's line up some shots.
Because Yo Gotti apparently doesn't drink.
Please, babe.
That means if you miss a beat, we get to ask you a very difficult question that you have to answer.
Okay.
All right. First word. Gagging.
Hit.
Yay.
Spit.
Fun.
I think you have to do a shot. She definitely missed a beat. Somebody gets definitely a shot.
You should have paid it.
She was like, fun. Gagging, fun.
Get me. I'm in the mood to drink. I haven't drank since Super Bowl. Super Bowl.
You know, she drunk already. All right, let's go. Yeah. Do your shot, boo. All right. Hershey.
Kiss.
Chocolate.
Yes.
Interesting.
Ass.
Hershey ass. Okay. All right. Slab.
Meat.
Okay. Drink or question, Yo Gotti?
Question.
Okay. When's the last time you had sex?
24 hours ago.
How long?
24 hours ago.
On
side, nigga, Mondays, that day after Valentine's Day.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. When they earn this shit.
Wait, we don't know. When they earn this shit.
He was drunk.
I'm sorry.
He doesn't remember.
Hey, shit, live. What? What's up?
Okay, you ready? Anal.
That's it, G. G lost.
There's your shot, Gigi.
Why would you ask me? She still want to answer it. Lick would be my answer, but I'm still going to take the shot.
Lick?
Mm. Anal.
No.
What if she asks you, am I the best you ever been with, and she's not?
That's a hard one.
Say yes.
Tell her yeah anyway. Yeah,
that's the kind of lie you just gotta be like.
But what if I don't want to hit it no more?
That's the best pussy
in the
world.
What if I know in my mind I'm not fucking this
girl. At least you left her on a good note.
She's like, that's yeah, true. I just
he
don't
may
understand.
Not want me because he wants to be hoeing around, but he knows I got the best. Okay, girl.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Nah, girls take that and run
like
with
Davey
it.
Said, I had the best pussy he ever had.
Call him.
Girls take that and run with it. But he said, I had the best shit he ever had. Like, nah, I'm you didn't. You know what I mean?
But so, it's hard to tell the truth about something like that because you don't want to tell a bitch, well, you know, you was third best.
Yeah, you can't really. No. That's a hard
you answer. Can never that was that. This one girl before you. You know, exactly. Like, no.
You know, you could step it up in the.
Yeah, that's a hard one, man. I'll probably just say, yeah. Lie. Like, yeah, you got
just
it.
Just say,
like,
yeah. You got
babe,
it.
It's fire. You suck me
it's
so
fire.
Good. She's so beautiful. You know what I mean? Like, you my baby.
You took the time with that. With
everything.
And then not call her no more.
Never call her again.
Well, Carly, if a guy asked you, are you the best I ever had? And he wasn't.
Oh, no, I'll tell them. But I'm an asshole.
She's like,
what's your sign?
I'm a Virgo.
Oh, yeah, Virgo. You would tell a guy he's not the best?
Yeah, I was actually just telling the story to my coworkers the other day that I had this guy going down on me and he was looking everything but the clit and I just kind of like was like,
you got to tap him on the head.
Yeah, I was like, you're done. You can stop.
And you're too educational.
And he got mad and he left.
He got mad and left.
No, but that's another thing. Mid-lick. I feel like at this age, I'm tired of teaching guys how to eat pussy.
If you got the right attitude, mm-hmm. You know, your masturbations can be amazing.
That's right. What I'm saying.
Yeah, like, my left hand today.
Yeah, you just gotta love yourself. Ain't nobody gonna love you like you.
I agree with that. Yeah. I agree too.
Yeah, still, you like I agree.
See, but I'm just,
you don't ever get tired. Like, listen, I just masturbated every day this week.
Yeah, I was in prison though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's true.
That was part of my daily ritual.
Wake up, brush my teeth.
Wake up, take a shower, jack off. I ain't bullshit. I was having phone sex and everything in the joint. I ain't bullshit.
You jerk off after you take a shower though, because you don't feel.
No,
like-
so I was in. When I was in the joint, I jerked off in the shower. That's when I did it.
Shit.
And I had to talk on the phone when I was in the shower too. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I guess that makes sense. So when I'm on the coming down, come dripping
I'm talking
down.
I had a kit, though. Everybody knew when I was getting ready to go off. You know what I'm saying? I had my little kit, had my chair with my... I had my magazines under my towel with my... They're like, oh, shit, here you go.
He gonna be in the shower?
Like an hour and a half, yeah. I'm in there. Wow. On the phone, whispering. Yeah, what you doing?
I'm in the shower with my
what
kit.
You wearing?
Yeah,
what you got on?
Yeah, what you doing, yeah. Touch it, brother. Do it now. You know, come on. Then, you know, she was like, I am around the kids. So,
leave the room.
Yeah, leave the room. Listen, I can't do that every time you.
You ain't better you tell know, her go get him in the car.
You know not to do that. Now, you know, I need you to go ahead and do this.
And then the kids probably want to talk to you and you're like,
yeah,
oh,
they be
man,
knocking at the door.
You don't want
to
talk, though.
Yeah, they little bad ass to go back and sit there now. We're going to finish this up now. You know, now, what are you doing? You know what I mean? But I mean, yeah, you know, man, I have a wonderful imagination. Like, I got a very nasty mind, so, you know.
So you can always come up with different scenarios.
Woo,
that's all it takes, though. Like, you don't even got to have a girl present. Like,
shit.
You can just think about it.
Yeah.
Do we think that YG does foreplay? And the answer was no. We were like, he seemed like the
you
type of person
you
just get right into
and
it.
And just be like, what's
suck
up?
It.
If you ain't mine, she ain't fucking around.
Do you do foreplay? He got to think about it. Do you do foreplay?
Oh,
he
shit.
He looking around. Do you do foreplay? Do yes or no?
Y'all do all that.
You do?
Yeah.
But how,
so, okay. So if we asked you, how long do you think you should do foreplay before you have sex? What would you? How long you think is a good amount of time for foreplay?
You ought to make her nut.
Make her nut before you have sex?
Yeah, you make her nut before, then you make her nut when you have sex.
Yeah, Gigi.
That's how
good
I
answer,
get down.
Good answer.
That's really how I get down, though.
Good answer.
Really?
Yeah.
You see, so long as a girl,
laid back.
Listen, if the female has her orgasm
that's
before
not
you
going
put the
on
dick
with
in,
anybody,
it's
going
to be good. Mm-hmm. The pussy's going to be great. Now, YG, if you had to rate your dick on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it? Be honest.
I'm a 10. I don't.
Now, I knew you were gonna say that bullshit.
I don't. Yeah, bullshit.
You ain't. Are you a 10 for real? What makes you a 10?
I know how to fuck. That's what makes me a 10.
And what is how to fuck? What does that even mean?
Listen, man. I don't like who's, talking about it. Like,
who's louder, you or her?
Not me.
Just
I'm over there like, posting.
Hey.
I'm over there gangbanging. I'm gangbanging in the pussy.
Gangbanging in the pussy. Hey, I'm gangbanging in the pussy.
Louder.
You gangbanging.
I might do something to spice it up. If she turned in, I just might start just talking. Just,
sex
you know,
should be fun.
Yeah, just.
Like, we should be able to put on Genuine Pony. You should be,
you know,
and
what?
Then when you got it. Yeah, exactly. That's how I get out. I pull out the so iPhone. Funny. I got my sex playlist.
You
got
what's on your sex playlist?
Hold on.
I got
the first song. I need to know some of this.
What's the first song on your sex playlist? Oh, that's that shit right there. TP2.com.
Pretty Scores. I got Aaliyah shits. Put on Usher Confessions.
Hey. Confessions.
No, but TP2.
Yeah, remember we said that before? On a previous episode, we said that would be a good album.
Yeah,
to fuck
that
to.
Was what that TP2. Was my. That
yeah.
was my.
Yeah,
you
so
have a sex
shit.
Playlist?
I just got that's my amazing. Sex albums. Like
the certain albums.
What's
that
the name
play
of the playlist?
No, it's just
no,
albums.
No, just certain albums. He go His go to. His go to yeah, albums like, when it's time to
what
get
else?
Busy.
Jodeci.
Are you a kisser though? Because I don't even think you would. Yeah, I don't see you as being a kisser.
I'm not gonna lie, French seems like a kisser to me.
Really?
He does.
You
not
do.
To
you
me.
Do.
You
no.
strike me
like
as
a
kisser.
Kisser.
Nah. Not at all.
No,
I don't think he would even. He'll be like, "Bitch, come on, get
it's
me
like,
out.
Let's say,
fuck, get out."
Is eating pussy a respected
maybe
girl
you
thing, or you just eat pussy all the time?
You cuddle a little bit.
I love cuddling when I go to sleep.
I feel like you're a kisser because you make everybody feel like everybody you date feels like they're your girlfriend, and you seem like a romantic.
No, I think you're a kisser when it's the special person. I think that if you really like somebody like that, and you really feel in that person like that, then you if especially if they were into it. Like, if it was a girl that you really, really liked and she tried to kiss you during sex, you would kiss her back.
I mean,
No.
As far
he's
as...
like kissing his cooties. He's like, I don't want the cooties.
No, honestly, I mean it just depends. It depends on the vibe, you know? I feel like it depends
on
the vibe.
What's more easier in a vibe?
You really feeling her.
But you made out in the club before and did stuff like that, I'm
wow.
sure.
You've she
made
caught out in the club. You because like,
I don't
there.
I haven't seen him, but I'm just saying.
Man, in the club, yeah, I definitely kissed in the club.
He seemed like a make out in the club kind of guy.
But I'm not one of them, like, you know how them, they be sloppy kissing. I never got into that. Mm-hmm. It was always like, you know, if I really fuck with you, I'm, you know, it's going to be a vibe, but it's going to be like that sloppy shit, like kissing for an hour and shit like that.
Yeah, that's making out.
Yeah, you don't make out.
That's a double make commercial.
What's more intimate to you, giving head or like kissing, like making out?
What do you think is more?
I don't think none of them.
You don't do
none of those are intimate?
None of them turn me on.
No, she said what's
not like
intimate?
What's like, yeah. Like,
none of them.
How does oral sex not turn you on? You don't get turned on by eating pussy?
Getting one? Or?
No, eating pussy doesn't turn you on?
Yeah, drink that shot.
Angela
gave him the mom like, nigga, eating pussy don't turn you on.
Come on, don't disappoint me, French.
Angela,
come on.
Me,
team. Right there. Have you ever told somebody that you loved them but didn't mean it?
I love you, girl.
Was it during sex?
Every time.
Every time.
She had the wet box. That wasn't the dry bitch.
That wasn't the dry bitch.
For sure was not.
Oh, sugar, lots of Ciroc. Yeah. I love you. Does it feel crazy right after you say it or you think about it later? Like it's
the next day. Think about it.
Next day. She told me I love you too. So it was the same shit.
Right. She ain't a bitch.
No, but she might have meant it because girls are sometimes a little more emotional.
She was just excited.
If a girl tells you I love you, you feel obligated, huh?
You feel obligated to be like, I love you too?
Nah.
You said you won't say it.
Let me tell you something. Whatever you say during sex don't count.
I
agree.
That.
I think that's true.
I was thinking
something along those lines.
You know what counts the most? When you wake up in the morning and you look at them. If you say I love you, then that's right. When it means the rest of your life.
Yeah, you can say a whole lot of shit.
When you wake up in the morning and you look at them laying next to
you.
The breath
hits you real quick.
Whether it's breath, whether it's the face, whether it's whatever that hits you.
The mascara is over here.
Yeah.
Hashtag my biggest lie during sex.
The pillow is a different color from your pillow. Whatever it is, it's just... My when you say lie, I love you right there is when it's like...
Right.
My that's biggest different. Lie during sex is I'm not... We gotta I might call out this tomorrow. One.
Yeah. Because
you know I be going to work. I say my biggest lie during sex is I'm going to call out tomorrow.
I'm going to wake up right next to you.